Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten was talking local governance reform in the provincial legislature last week. On March 31st, Mitten rose in question period to ask why the government had hired registered lobbyists as transition facilitators.
Earlier this year, the minister named transition facilitators across the province. And while some of these facilitators are excellent choices with extensive backgrounds in local governance, many of them are longtime Liberal and Tory insiders. And I was surprised to learn that the minister appointed someone who was registered to lobby his department as the transition facilitator for entities 39 and 40 in my riding. And it turns out that Chad Peters isn't the only lobbyist appointed by the minister. Bill Thompson, Don Ferguson, Greg Lutz, Hermel Vianot, and Maurice Robichaud are all connected to lobbying and communication firms, and they all have strong ties to Liberal and PC parties. My question for the Minister of Local Government is, what topics are these individuals lobbying his government on, and does he see it as a conflict of interest that someone registered to lobby his department is working as a transition facilitator for the province?
Minister of Local Government.
Environment and Local Government Minister Danielle Alain responded to Mitten, pointing to the public nature of the provincial lobbyist registry where Peters is listed as an active lobbyist. Alain also made the argument that the government prioritized people with experience.
It's important that when you have facilitators, you have people that know how the system works and have great career experience. And as she indicated, the MLA across, they're great people that have extensive knowledge of the way government works, and we have those relationships moving forward on local governance reform.
Peters doesn't appear to have direct experience with local government in New Brunswick, though he ran for a provincial seat in Moncton East as a Conservative candidate in 2007. Peters is president of communications firm Linwood Strategies, which he founded after serving for a number of years as manager of exploration for Swin Resources, the company that was drilling test wells for shale gas near Elsabuktuk, New Brunswick. Peter's most recent lobbying activity, according to the provincial registry, is representing the interests of a Moncton-based glass recycler with a number of ministers, including Mr. Alain.